My dearest Rusilka, I am writing to let you know Arbogazer is okay. He has traveled through a magical portal to be with his brother, and we will likely never see him again. But good for him. I have been swept away by some new friends on an adventure, and like Arbogazer, I will likely never be back to Waldsby. I will miss you and the loving energy you bring to everything. Oh, but you will guess what? One of my new friends used to be an Oparin gun for hire, you know? And he is keeping me beautiful, even though you're not here. He is so talented. Oh, but he died, though. I forgot. Fell into a pool of acid. These Pale Tower guards have been merciless, I tell you. We make camp one night near Pool of Acid. Okay, fine, no big deal. But middle of night, Pale Tower guards sneak down. They put up sign, public swimming every day, 6 to 9. Valdine, he is the man whore. He is first to wake and just poop right into acid. Of course, after that, no one tried to go swimming. No one else tried to go swimming. Kappa and the boys came with us as well. They wanted to try and get Thora back from Najena. Just came all the way to Pale Tower, just so Pale Tower could be like, oh, but she died though. We have put her soul into a chicken hut. I can't stop thinking about how hard for Kappa as a parent that must be to know. Like, it's such a horrible fate for your child to even have to think. Oh, but she died though. I forgot, she exploded. Those crafty Pale Tower guards again, they take a stick of explosive, like, how you say, dynamite? And they use arts and crafts skills to make dynamite seem like cute puppy dog. They do, like, some white fur and some Google eyes and, like, bing, bang, boom. And you know how much Kappa loves dogs. Well, she goes right over, oh, you poor thing, your tail seems to be getting shorter and it is hissing as well. I will come investigate and assist, and then, boom. Fake dog, real death. Those poor boys, Orm and Mjolli, oh my god. First father dies by troll, then mother is exploded by puppy. I cannot imagine how hard for little ratfolk orphans and Irisin trying to make their way must to survive. I mean, such harsh lands. Oh, but they died though too. The guards left a trail of little candies that Orm followed. He did not realize that they led to a basket of a catapult. And then once he was in, just floop. Into a bullseye. They painted bullseye on side of mountain. Like, how much time did they spend to set this up, right? And then they dropped an anvil on Mjolli. There was one other rat folk named Marge who was with us, but she happened to be standing on one side of a teeter-totter or like a seesaw. The guards hiding above tossed a giant rock onto the other side. The rock was so big. Marge flies like straight up into the air with a whistling sound like... I do not think she has come down yet. The only other person with us was a witch named Vasilisa. At first I thought she was just pretending to be a white witch, but turns out she is a real white witch who is very good at pretending to be very bad at pretending to be white witch, which I must give her clever points for. Oh, but she died, though. She tried to overthrow Najena, and it did not go well. Well, I do not want to be too long. Poor magical messenger bird will be mad. My note is so big. Oh, no, I think I hear more guards coming. I bet I was mumbling as I write. I do that sometimes without realizing. Oh, no, they see me. They have a giant-sized slingshot they wish to load me into. Fly, magic bird, fly! Love, Bulka.
So
you have problems.
So issues. I smoked some weed last night, and I'm not sure it's worn off yet.
No, you heard.
Because what I heard right. Doesn't make any fuck. I heard right.
You heard right.
Okay, cool. Definitely still high then.
We're definitely wow. All very dead.
Well, maybe not Marge. She's still up
she
there.
Hasn't come yeah, down
she hasn't come
yet.
Back yet.
I was just sitting here, and I'm like, yeah. Wait, I don't remember this.
Vat of acid.
Yeah. It took me too long to catch on to what you were doing. It's fucking great.
Well, he was planning on writing the note, and before he actually wrote the note, everyone was talking about like, oh, fake IDs and passports, and yeah. Should I pretend to be dead? Maybe I should pretend to be dead. And he's like, yeah, maybe. So as he's writing the note, he's like, maybe I should just kill everybody off for our own safety. But Arbogazer's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
Arbogazer's fine.
That's fucking wonderful.
Arbogazer is fine and way far away from Marison, so.
So no need trying no to need send people
to kill
after
him off. Exactly. Oh, God.
So last time, you guys finally set off to the wonderful capital city of White Throne.
Mm-hmm. Capital City.
You know it's going to take you guys about 9 days, and I have taken the honor of plotting it out on the local area map.
Oh, nice.
So now you chose red, stark red and blue. It looks mm-hmm. like a very like a political map.
Is
almost.
That like each day?
Yep. Perfect. Each day is a line. You guys are going to be covering just over 12 miles a day going through the snow. So, like, towards the end of day one here, you guys have walked out of the kind of thick forested wood of the Horwood Forest, and you guys are kind of getting your going along on the plains, the rolling hills. It's a lot
call
more.
It a tundra.
Tundra, there we go. Ooh. Good.
Nice.
Along the tundra. And you see some birds here and there. And then, dun, 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 turns out they're bad birds. Ooh.
Damn birds.
And they...
Should have killed them when we saw them the first time.
Yeah, and you guys see like...
I should have just burning hands innated in the tower. It's my fault.
These might be different birds, though. We don't know.
They could be different birds.
There's raven swarms everywhere.
Yeah. I really like that on the Galarian map, particularly in this book. They're like, hey... Here's what Irison looks like. Oh, just kidding. Here's what Irison would look like if it wasn't covered in ice and snow. Mm-hmm. Like, look at all the green.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you guys, but I blacked out for a couple hours there.
Whoa.
You know, I remember sitting down and we were getting ready to play. Mm-hmm. And that was at like 11.
Yeah, something happened.
It's 1 now.
What happened?
I don't know.
We better roll for initiative.
I think we broke a lot of rules. And as punishment,
we lost that time.
And for some reason, we don't have that recorded anymore.
Not for anyone.
Unless you give us $10 a month.
And then you could probably find it in our Patreon bonus content for our periodic table of content. Because I fucked up swarm rules so hard.
I think that could easily be we.
Everyone fucked up swarm rules so hard. And we kept referring to the document and reading it. And then something else would come up and we'd be like, wait a minute. Nope, that's wrong too. Remember that thing we did 3 turns ago?
Say, if this was an SAT reading comprehension test, we would have all had really bad scores.
Yeah.
So, knowing that, and the combat would have played out completely differently, we decided to do a hard reset.
As long as we're being completely honest and telling everyone that we did that, we should also tell them, like, it was kind of a cakewalk for the PCs. Like, they were just walking through it, and it should not have been that easy.
We broke the rules in a way that made it too easy, which is why we're redoing it. If we broke the rules in a way that was challenging, that's different.
That's fine.
But then I discovered from James and Elizabeth that... people that run other TTRPG shows actually do this, where they regularly, routinely, like, replay and redo things. And that just blows my mind, because I feel really weird about doing it, even once.
It's fairly common.
Is it? Okay, I didn't know that either.
Weird. So we're uncommon, and hopefully you all think we're uncommonly cool.
Wow! Oh, look! Hatch rolled a 24, and Gary got a 21, and the Swarms got 20 and 17, and Vasilisa got 16, and Ghost got 12, and Valtine got 11, and Kappa got 9, Vrix got 7, Boca got 5.
No, let's just sit in this moment and remember how Boca got 5.
Boca got 5.
Boca got 5.
Boca got 5.
You must have ruled.
Wait, it's terrible. Boca number 5.
Boca number 5, yes. Little bit of Valdine in my sight.
Oh, no.
I do also want to, because I said this before in the time that never happened, and this will probably come up. I apologize in advance if anything really terrible happens to Gary because he can't roll well.
That's right.
That's partially my fault.
What did you do, Vasily? This has to do with your cards, doesn't it?
It's always the cards. It's always the cards.
Tried to warn you.
So, about to come. All of my companions were all, no, we don't want you to cast Harrowing on us. We already had our Harrow reading. Mm-hmm. We're done with the cards. We don't trust that shit.
Right.
And Vasilisa was like, well,
oh, Gary.
Because I already prepared my spells for the day, and I know that Harrow readings are super incredibly awesome, so I prepared Harrowing twice. So, I offered a very powerful horror reading to our NPCs, Kappa and Gary. Gary's reading did not go as well as Kappa's. Kappa has nothing but bonuses.
Nice.
Gary has bonuses, but he has two penalties that are going to last for the full duration of the spell.
7 days.
Which is either until he gets to Elsprin or 7 days, whichever comes first. Basically, if one of the cards in your 9-card spread for the Harrowing spell is the opposite of your actual character alignment, then instead of a one-time use bonus, you get a continual penalty.
And you wonder why we didn't want it.
Two cards, unfortunately for Gary, were chaotic neutral, which is the opposite of his lawful neutral alignment. Which means that he has two different temporarily permanent continual negatives.
Temporarily permanent.
Look, sometimes the cards tell you bad things and sometimes good things. And in this case, Gary is having a spot of bad luck.
So these two swarms of ravens break out of the wood about 80 feet away. And as everybody knows, swarms of ravens are a large footprint, consist of about 1,000 ravens. Oof. Which is something we all know.
Because they're flying.
Because they're flying.
Terrifying.
And you can't crit on them, and there's no such thing as single target spells against them, but area of effect spells deal 50% more damage.
Nice. Gotta get all those birds at once.
So and we know those are definitely all things we fucked up on.
So we know that a group of ravens
is called
a group of crows is a murder of crows.
A murder of crows.
A
but ravens,
of ravens.
They're called an unkindness
an
of ravens.
Unkindness.
And we got that right the first time.
Yeah.
So
unkindness
because of ravens.
David
now
knows how to use the internet.
Woo!
Google Foo is strong.
And if we did, we would have known the rules about swarms. Okay. So
one other thing about swarms. Swarms do not threaten.
Swarms do not.
Just as a side.
Oh, so we feel safe.
Yeah. You guys feel tough.
They do distract well, I mean, us,
we can move around as much as we need
they're
to.
They're very distracting, so I need them to not be on me when I try to cast spells at them, please.
That's the thing.
So just stay away.
Stay away. Yeah. Stay away.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Round one of combat. First up, we have Hatch, who once again, I mean, for the first time, goes, that doesn't look good. And then we have Gary, who goes, oh, shit. And he pulls out a sword with his left hand because his right hand is all fucked up. And then we have the swarms. And the two swarms of 1,000 ravens each burst from the tree line and fly forward with a double movement 80 feet. So they are a mere 5 feet away from the closest adventurers.
Not good, not good, not good. That's a very dense pack of ravens. That's terrifying. Can you imagine?
In real life, that would be terrifying.
Picture ravens.
It's like that.
Big,
that's like
scary, terrifying black birds.
It's like a 10-foot square.
Now right imagine 2,000 ravens swooping in on you all at once.
I mean, who's seen the movie Birds, right?
And ravens are, like, they're not technically small. They're technically tiny, but they're still big for birds.
They're uncomfortable.
They're bird-sized.
Uncomfortably big.
If anyone here has not seen a raven,
I have.
Please Google ravens.
They have them up north.
Appreciate the pictures of how freaking horrifying this is.
And if you haven't seen the movie Birds, this is
and
a callback to that movie.
Super smart, too.
Oh, God.
Terrible movie, but classic.
Classic horror.
Gives you nightmares.
Yeah.
This is what's about to happen.
Vasilisa.
Vasilisa.
Round one, your turn. Hatch, Gary, and both the swarms have gone. Combat is ensuing.
Okay.
Or you know did I make a change and now the ravens just want to give you kisses?
That's what I'm thinking.
Where the ravens are, I feel like Vasilisa is going to move to be extra sure that no one else is in her cone of fire. Smart. And then she is going to burning hands these bitches. Do it.
Do you want to do the ones closest to you or the ones that are by the children?
To the ones by the children. Because
don't let him manipulate you like that. That was blatant manipulation.
I am just pointing out that the ones next to the children are next to the children.
I care about kids. I'm a good... Well, not technically. I'm a neutral, but I'm a good person. Okay, here we go. Burning hands! I need a reflex save from these ravens.
Which is probably pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they pass.
Well, half damage, which means full damage because they're a swarm.
You have effect.
Yep.
16 points of fire damage.
Nice. You know, that's pretty fucking good.
Oh, you want to watch me, Najena? Watch this, bitch. And fire. Because she's assuming that these are the eyes of the witch, obviously. I think that Zach's fire sound effects will be
much better than
par.
That. Much better than that.
Normally, if James does it, I leave that.
Well,
it saves me extra work.
Okay, Marge and Ghost, you guys are up next.
Heck yeah. Marge and Ghost will move up to the swarm closest, which is not the swarm next to the kids, because she's up front. And she's going to try and swipe... Oh, you know what? No, she's going to use her shield and try and do a shield bash and hit as many of them as she can.
Ooh. Smart, because slashing and piercing weapons only do half damage. But a shield...
Yep.
And then Ghost will try to bite and see if he can grab one. Just, you know.
Okay. Back of it.
Nat 20!
Oh,
too bad you can't crit, but damn, you hit hard.
So that's a 29 to hit.
Smush them with your sword. I mean, shield.
That is 5 points of damage.
Hey.
Bludgeoning. Okay. And then Ghost will attempt a bite.
All right.
Ah, it's a nat 1!
All right, Ghost misses. Heck?
The ravens are just flying around, and Ghost is like, trying.
Just like snapping jaws.
I like that James's sound effects for Ghost are so much better than ours.
And that's my turn.
Valdine.
I would like to do a perception check.
Do it.
I want to see what's around us that's not these birds.
See, what did you get last time? 14?
I'm rolling.
Right?
I'm rolling dice.
It's gonna
roll. Yeah, go ahead. Roll me some dice.
I got a 27.
That's great. You just, all you see is birds. There's just a shit ton of birds. You look around, you do not see any other threats or anything of interest. Just birds and the massive amounts of shit that are falling from the sky. Because as we all know, when something dies, it vacates its bowels.
So as birds fall, they
blackbirds shitting on a snowy day.
You know, I looked up enough things about swarms. I'm not looking up things about birds. I'm just assuming.
These broken wings and void my bowels.
So Marja hits a bunch of birds with her shield, and they all just.
Why not?
In more than one way.
Sure. I don't care. Why not? This is a fantasy setting.
Blood, shit, feathers just everywhere.
Yeah, blood, shit, and feathers.
I changed my mind. I changed my mind. James, I want to undo my perception check. I don't want to know any of that.
Oh, shit. Well, can't take that one back.
Okay, fine. All right.
What are you going to do now?
It's kind of like reading the Haro cards, like rolling perception checks. Oh, like, you really want to know.
Why did I do that?
Okay. I want to know the horrible truth.
Well, there is a swarm in front of me that I will attempt to put some bullets in.
I'm pretty sure they're immune to guns.
I hope it does something, so I'm going to attack it. My weapon damage is bludgeoning and piercing, and
the bludgeoning part.
It is based on the size of the swarm, should hit them. So let's roll to attack and see what happens.
Yeah, give me a attack versus touch.
Okay. Well, you're tiny, not diminutive, so we have hope.
Let's roll this. Let's roll this damage. How about 22?
22 will definitely hit the swarm.
12 damage.
12 damage, and it is bludgeoning.
Yes,
so
the same one that Marge hit is what I'm hitting.
Yes. Okay.
It's because it's bludgeoning, you're going to make more poop come out.
Yep. Yep. A lot more poop. A lot more poop.
The higher the damage, the
Valdine
more
says,
poop.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yes.
That was a lot better zinger than the last one you gave us.
What last one, James?
Nothing. Next up is going to be Kappa. Kappa is going to, of course, tell the boys...
Be good.
...to move back
and hide.
Behind the
Get
donkey.
Get out of the way.
Under their
hide
sled,
behind
maybe.
The donkey.
They're riding a sled,
oh,
right?
That's true. They could flip the sled over and put it on top of it.
They won't think to do that. They're dumb.
Oh!
Just because
Orm and Yoli are like, Mr. Polka, did you just say we are dumb?
Boys, quickly, flip over the sled and protect yourselves.
There, see? There.
All of our stuff's dumped
they
out
They might
now.
Be dumb, but they're obedient to their mom.
And Capo will move forward, drawing out both of her hand axes. And she is going to attack and hit...
I'm whispering again.
I don't know. It's a bad habit. It's a bad
We don't want the birds
habit.
To hear us in case they know we're here.
When you're in a Hitchcock movie, you whisper. It's a rule.
Okay, so Kappa Good deals evening. 2 points of damage to the boids in front of her. And Vrix is going to roll to aid Kappa
nice.
On her next attack, and he rolled an 8.
He has to have at least a +2 on his attack, right?
He does not. He has a +0. So he fails. So he flies up, and he's sitting and Stephanie goes, all right, Kappa, you can holy fuck look at all those birds.
And they're so much bigger than he is.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
one just shot the same size of my body. Bulka, your turn.
This is so many birds. And he starts counting each of the birds, trying to figure out how many there are.
All right, let's pause. Zach, I need you to count 1 to 2,000, please.
Let's see how many rounds that takes me.
Yeah.
No, but the number keeps changing. I have to start over again. Valdin shoots one, up, beginning again. Bulka is going to cast a spell on his mace that engulfs it in flames.
Nice.
It's the first time we've seen
and
this.
And his hand is not burning. No, I think I did this with the Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah, I remember oh, right. in the okay. tower.
But mm-hmm. I don't know if I ever got to actually hit with it.
Sorry. The Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah.
We all immediately knew what you meant, but
right?
also.
Yeah, that's what I mean, just what I pictured. A baby made of cabbage.
Yeah. So that's your standard?
Yeah, that's my standard. Maybe I'd like to move next to Kappa. A step up some closer to Kappa and Gary a little bit.
Perfect. All right, top of round two, we go back to Hatch, who is going to hop on top of Bulka's head. Oh. And he's going to throw his arms up like a red panda and go... and try and appear more menacing, boosting Bulka's attack. And he succeeds. Bulka, you have a +2 on your next melee attack.
An adorable plus two.
Oh, but did Hatch mess up Bulka's fabulous hairdo? We hope not. It's
no,
sturdy.
His hair is
it's
fine.
A sturdy hairdo. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
I'm still wearing the man bun, right?
No.
No.
Never.
Poor Marge.
Gary's going to move up 15 feet and attack with his cold iron longsword.
Yes, Gary, we have to have talk about this weapon you have later.
What? You like Faye now?
No, I do not like cold iron.
Ooh.
Ooh. So Gary moves up and misses, mostly in part to his Intrigued. Missing fingies and his negatives imposed by that.
I am sorry, Gary.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum.
Pretty sure we get a flanking bonus on the swarm now.
Nope, we don't. Stop we don't. Stop nope, it. Stop it. Then we have the swarms. So we're going to go with swarm number 2 gets to go first. Should we do Vasilisa and Valdine or Marge and Ghost and Valdine? Oh, Marge and Ghost, that's 3. Mm-hmm. I can get 3. I'm going to get 3.
Stay away from the ravens, Marigold. Marge, Ghost, and Valdine get engulfed by ravens.
Yes, you guys get engulfed by ravens. And they're going to deal 1d6 points of damage.
Marge is going to use mounted combat and roll a right check to negate Ghost's damage.
Oh, wow.
Are you trying to figure out if that works for swarms because swarms are weird?
Is it only on an attack?
The look on James's face.
Once per round when your mount is hit in combat.
It's not a hit. Yes, not a hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just damage.
Yeah. I do like the idea of Marge trying
if
and
you could
just
move
realizing.
Yeah, square. Like, if you could move away, that would be totally cool. That would be the thing that you could do if you had like an ability that
Marge
did
that. Is like, no, Ghost! Only in Marge voice. Not in my voice.
Is that how it would go?
Imagine that.
In Marge's voice.
Episode title, A Study in Swarms.
So ignore Marge's thing.
All right, Marge, Ghost, and Valdine, you each take 5 points of damage.
Ouch! That was more than last time. That's okay. We're fine. We've got lots of HP.
Let's see.
You would take a lot of hits.
But we've got a cleric now.
So yes, come at me, bro.
And we have wands.
Yeah, it would take 4 or 5 hits to kill Vasilisa.
The other swarm.
So many.
Is going to move in on Kappa, Bulka, and Hatch.
Yeah, okay, it's good. Me. Leave the kids alone.
Gary and the kids
are
safe.
Leave the kids alone. Hey.
I know, I'm just imagining.
Bird swarm.
James rolling for it or something and being like, the other swarm of ravens goes in on specifically the ratfolk children.
Yeah. I think they're hiding underneath the sled, though, so I think we're okay.
I think this one just wants to talk about timeshare opportunity.
It's all right.
Once in lifetime opportunity.
All right.
That's
so
really kindness.
Bulka, Hatch, and Kappa each take 3 points of damage.
We don't need no swarm of ravens.
Oh, yes. Great.
We can't help ourselves.
And then it's going to be Vasilisa's turn again.
Vasilisa is going to notice, very sadly, that these swarms are directly on top of her ally sandwich. She really wants to Burning Hands them, but it would definitely Burning Hands her allies too.
Yep.
If we pull out the handy-dandy cone templates...
Oh, God.
Is there an angle where Vasilisa could move and hit as few allies as possible?
If you move to...
Because I only need to hit part of the swarm.
From where you are,
mm-hmm.
You can fire it and only hit Valdine.
Well, but you want to hit no one. I mean,
there isn't a spot where she can hit no one.
There theoretically is.
There's one spot.
There
she
is
goes behind
one
Marge.
Square with no people on it.
Yeah.
That's just got ravens on it because in their 10-foot square.
I see what you're saying.
So I would like to move and try to angle my cone to
you're
only
just singeing
get birds.
I see where it is.
I want to take advantage of these stupid cone rules for once. Damn it.
Right, make them work for you
right
instead
behind
of
Marge.
Yeah.
And then
I can pull out the cool cone
20 feet.
That Amanda made me if I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah.
So it looks like I'm wasting most of my fire, but actually, I'm just smart.
It's just fire. It doesn't matter.
So I trudge with my snowshoes. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. I calculate angles real fast and then say my magic words and boom, fire. And I Burning Hands the swarm that is attacking Marge and Ghost and Valdine.
Love it.
You're just trying to... It's like a blowtorch on a marshmallow or a creme brulee or something. You just kind of want to graze it.
I need a reflex save from the swarm, please.
They fail.
Yes! So, 150% damage. Yes. And the damage on the dice is 14.
So 21.
21 points of fire damage.
Describe how these birds get burnt and dispersed.
Yes. As birds are flying around my allies, being like, ha ha, we are ravens, and pecking away, they fly into the flames, the inescapable flames of Vasilisa's wrath, and just toasty, charred bits of feather fly everywhere, and they're magical, powerful flames to such an extent that... There's no, like, cooked meat or anything. There's just the scent of burning feathers. And where there had been 1,000 ravens, there's a few little charred remnants of feathers, and that's it.
Nice.
That's the only sign that any ravens were ever there. And Vasilisa glances towards the other swarm and says, "See that, Najena? I am coming for you. Or at least your birds."
Nice.
Ghost.
Okay, well, I suppose I can move up a couple... Marge will move up to the... I mean, it's only 10 feet, so her and Ghost will move up to the next swarm, and she will shield bash again. And then Ghost will again try to grab birds.
Careful not to hit Bulka.
Nice. A 23.
Hit.
Another 5 points of damage.
Okay.
And then Ghost...
Grab one of those birds, Ghost.
22.
That'll also hit.
Ghost is eating raven today.
8 points of damage. Oh.
So much better than eating.
And
bro.
It is a bite. do I get a grapple or no? Because it's not okay. I had a feeling, yeah, that that wasn't a thing.
So half damage. So four.
But you do disperse the swarm.
Hey!
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, that was still too easy. I think we should do it one more time.
Let me throw on the advanced creature
and
template.
And then the Zhena Vasilyevna herself shows up.
I mean, you guys just... Do you want me to TPK? Is that what you're looking
no.
for?
Stop it, guys. This is good. We're supposed to win. We're the heroes.
Marge just comes in with her shield and starts just waving it around wildly and knocks a bunch out of the
air.
That's
awesome.
And Ghost grabs, you know, a couple of birds in their mouth.
Crunching. Nom, 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 nom.
As they, you know, go flying around and then they're like, yeah, and they fly away.
Dispersed.
Congratulations.
Yay! Guess
you've won.
Okay.
Because Bulka dispels his flaming...
Doesn't get to use it again.
Sorry, Bulka.
Like, okay, I guess I overreacted. Maybe I should have just like...
No, wait.
Just hang out. Just
take it easy. Look closely. Winter witches can travel through snow. They disappear into the snow and travel through it and then pop out like
it's
magical.
Can I ask, why are you telling about this? This is the first time I'm hearing this. Why are you telling
it
now?
I've said it before,
you said mirrors. You mentioned the fucking mirror stuff.
Yeah, I've mentioned it before.
Before we went to the top.
Winter witches travel through snow and ice as though it were nothing.
Well, I'm going to roll a perception then.
It's common knowledge.
I'm looking around paranoid. Because I am paranoid.
And Vasilisa has made Marge paranoid.
It's contagious.
Valdine's just paranoid anyway.
So Bulka takes another point of damage.
Why?
Okay.
And what did everybody get on your perception?
23 for Valdine.
19 for Vasilisa.
21 for Ghost and 14 for Marge.
What's happening to Bulka?
23 for Bulka.
23 for Bulka.
Yeah, 23.
What's happening?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Is this damage from the birds, or is this something different?
No.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I'm just so excited. It's only 1 point of damage.
No,
I'm
but
so
I mean
excited.
Something's going on.
Yeah,
I don't like
going
it.
On.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you can tell.
Oh, shit.
Bulka definitely doesn't know.
Oh, shit. Does Bulka just feel not great?
When the swarm attacked, Bulka took another point of damage. And it would just blend in with that. Like, and you feel sore all over, just because that's how swarms work.
So is it a different source? Like, do I need to apply my DR again?
Ooh.
He has DR cold.
No, I just have DR.
Holy balls, that's right. He's special.
So if it's a different...
In a way that's secret.
Unless you figured that secret out.
So if it was a different attack, it would apply again. But if it was part of that first bird attack...
It's bonus damage.
Oh, okay. Then
so it's part of the same.
So it's part of the same attack. So I will take a little bit extra damage.
Interesting.
Okay. Cool. Unless these were cold iron birds. Are they cold iron birds?
They're not cold iron birds.
Okay.
No. But yeah, Bulka, you took an extra point of damage in there, and I don't think Bulka would have noticed. Not with a 23, at least, on your own bodily feeling.
It
just
was
because
chaotic.
It was everywhere.
It was chaotic in there.
And nobody notices anything differently.
Okay. Okay.
The ground is covered with feathers and guts and shit.
Great.
Well, okay. I think we should get
check
out
on
the
kiddos.
Open.
Are the kids okay? Are the kids...
Orm, Mealy, are you okay?
Yeah, we're totally fine.
Okay, there's nothing to worry about. It was just
Bardus
having a bad day.
Okay, you can fix your sled now.
Okay.
Well, I think we should keep on moving, you know, as fast as possible.
Yeah, we cannot stay where the ravens last saw us, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Why would Najina vis-a-vis send us the beta squad? These did not seem like very strong. I am a little insulted.
They are most likely just scouts doing their regular patrols.
Also, you know, they know where
they
we are.
They could be attached to any of the winter witches. Any white witch could have seen them.
Well, yeah, I think we should get moving.
Or maybe any cleric working for a white witch, you know, like the one that Marge killed back at the Pale Tower.
If we are worried about cover, we could simply go back into the wood and work our way through the wood, but that is going to add days to our journey.
I think perhaps we just...
Let's press forward then.
Press forward.
Keep
a close eye out and remember those tarps that we failed to hide underneath the first time we met Kiappa. We have some of those on one of the sleds, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so we try to hide under Heidi tarps.
All right,
if
so
we see ravens.
So we need to assign cardinal directions. Everyone needs to pick a different direction. That's where you watch the sky, and okay. We'll have everybody keeping an eye at as we travel. That way, you keep an eye before
be
we.
My direction. You
know. Okay. Well, you know, I'm facing straight ahead, so I suppose I'll just keep looking that way.
Which direction
is
that?
I believe straight ahead right now is northwest, says my compass.
Oh, yeah, that looks about right. Yeah, I mean, I'll trust you.
I'll look south because that's my card seems to indicate south. So.
Yes. All right, and that will look this other way.
I'll take the other way.
Betrayal often comes from behind, so it makes sense. I look south.
Well, maybe the kiddos can, you know, sit backwards on the sled and just keep an eye behind us.
Yes, they will help me look behind, but we won't dust the rat folk children to be the only ones looking.
And Marge will attempt Scald to yell out to the kiddos, hey, can you look behind us and let us know if there's any other birds coming?
Hey, Mom?
Yes, what is it, children?
Why does she want us to look in her butt for birds?
She is just throwing the language out. It is okay. She wants you to look behind us for birds.
Not in the behind, but to our rear.
That makes way more sense.
Yes, I know. And she pats them on the head. They situate themselves in the sled and face backwards.
Nice.
Maybe you can play a game that once Marge taught to me. It is called I Spy. Yes, that one. And you can tell us if you spy anything that looks like a bird or perhaps a witch that is not me.
Okay.
So you guys fall back in line, same order moving forward now that you guys have been accosted by 2,000 fucking birds.
Is everyone okay, by the way? Some of you have packs on your skin. You are bleeding
a little.
Scratches
and stuff. It's bad.
Do we have people that are damaged?
I'm all right.
Other than you, Volka, you're bleeding from your forehead right there.
Oh, barely.
Well, I don't think, you know, we need anything special right now. It's just some scratches.
Okay, it's your choice, but when a witch pops out of the snow to kill us, is your fault if you die?
Well, that's
and
when
it's
I think
me.
We need the healing.
Well, you need the healing so that you're prepared for the witch to pop out of the snow. They don't give you a, you know, warning first.
But we're walking while we say this.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yes. We are now walking.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. And probably just like a tiny bit faster.
Yeah.
Like,
just pick up the pace just a little bit.
Yeah, we don't want to be where that happened. So we hustle. Let's go.
You go. As you guys end the near of your first day, you find a small cluster of trees to start making up camp.
Nice.
What does camp look like for everybody?
Well, I think, you know, Marge is going to go find some firewood just so that way we can cook before we put the fire out, because we don't want to leave that burning too long, I'm sure. But she's going to put up her hood so she looks like a creature who's supposed to be in this forest rather than a rat folk walking around.
There's a cute little
So you look like a mythical yeti, but you look like the
I'm
tiniest,
I'm a little
cutest.
Mythical yeti. I'm like a yeti kid.
Yay.
I feel like it's still a curious sight, though.
I love it.
One of the things they establish in book two is the process of setting up a camp. In order to establish a camp to provide shelter and building a fire to stay warm, this requires a successful DC 15 survival check and an hour of effort. A result of 20 or higher reduces this time to less than an hour. Once a camp is established, characters inside shelters can remove their cold weather gear, study, pray, and rest to recover damage. So who wants to be camp lead?
So just Valdine has a vest of Endure Elements, so he is not feeling the cold in any way. It doesn't affect him. So he would...
Marge doesn't feel the cold either with her yeti. But I've got a pretty decent survival.
I feel like Marge is the camp...
Sure. I just... Valdine's going to help out until everybody else is settled. So Valdine's not going to set up his own stuff or make sure everyone else is set.
So everybody rolled to aid Marge.
Well, quick question. What is Kappa's survival? Because she also... I can see hers being really high.
She has a plus 8.
My gosh.
Should be a good
I feel like Kappa is kind of camp leader.
She does this like every week.
Yeah.
All right, Kappa's so camp leader. Yeah. Everyone else roll to aid.
Oh, what's nice
she
is
gets
my
an aid
is
from me.
Okay.
Nice.
I got an 11.
Natural 20 on the aid.
Marge rolled an 8, but I have a plus 8. to my roll. So I definitely aid, but I give her a plus four instead of a plus two.
Did you aid?
Yeah, natural 20.
Two.
Plus five.
Four from March.
Six.
Two from Vasilisa.
Eight.
Two from Valine.
Ten. Let's see if Gary can aid. And Hatchinverse.
We're going to set up camp so fucking fast.
Because it's not good so far. Kappa rolled a three.
Oh!
But she has a plus, you said eight?
We're down two right now. We need another plus Gary two. So needs Gary needs to aid, and then we'll Rix, make it. Or Hatch need to aid.
All right. Okay, we've got this, guys.
We can do it. We can do it.
One of them aids.
Oh, all right.
So we just make 15. It is going to take the full hour to set up. But okay. There are worse things in life.
Yes. Sure. It's a little copse of trees. It's hard. We got this.
While we're setting up, my focus is kind of everyone's mental well-being. I'm just kind of checking on everyone slowly, one by one, making sure, seeing how everyone's doing. How is anyone going crazy? That kind of thing. Probably starting with the kids.
Hi, Mr. Bolka.
Oh, hello, kids.
How are you?
Good. You're okay, right? This is a fun adventure, yes?
Yeah. It's all right.
Good. Your mom is doing a very good job.
Oh, good.
It was a bad roll just now, but ignore that.
Yeah, it's okay. She's under a lot of stress.
Yes, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of us are.
How are you, Mr. Bolka?
Oh, very good.
Good. I like your hair.
Thank you.
It looks different than normal.
I can tell you a secret?
Oh, yeah, we love secrets.
But you cannot tell anyone. What especially about,
we can tell mom, though, right?
No, and especially not Hatch or Rix.
Okay.
But I had Valine do my hair. He did a good job.
He did do a good job. Do you think he would do my hair?
Yes, perhaps, but I think in secret.
Okay.
I think he is afraid that maybe Vrix will make fun of him.
That's fair. I'll sneak up on him while he's sleeping.
That will end well, I think.
Okay, cool. If anything goes wrong, I'll blame you.
Valdin, you should give me your gun again. Just in case.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, you guys spend an hour. You get camp set up. How do you guys want to handle watches at night?
That's because we all know we need that.
I don't think it's important.
We at the very least need someone to keep the fire stoked.
Right. And we might want to have two people at a time.
We need at least two people to be awake at any given moment. First, we have people who do not need to worry about spell casting.
Okay. Yes, okay. Well, that sounds maybe like that's me.
So you Valdin. And someone else.
Gary?
Who you trust to watch with you. Gary is a good choice.
Okay, yeah.
Ian Skald, I shall ask. Valdin, do you know enough Skald to converse with Gary if attack happens?
I think this would be a really good opportunity for me and Gary
you can
to practice
teach each
our
other
Skald
languages.
Sure,
yes.
Sure. I can
okay
teach him a little common and
but do we not trust Gary?
This sounds good. I like this idea.
We trust Gary to do his own watch, though. Right? Could be alone.
No, here's the thing, Bolka. We have really bad experiences with lone watches. Not good. They are a bad idea.
Oh, my goodness. This sounds
like last time they did that.
Vrix?
I'm not supposed to talk
about
it.
I'm just saying, when you bring it up, it makes certain of us want to kill sprites. That is all. And so it is for your
Marge
own good that I maybe
fingers
remind you that it is a bad idea to bring up.
Okay, I was just trying to set the stakes here. But
okay, here. Why don't you lean in to Bolka and speak in Sylvan tell him exactly why we need more than one person.
All right, Bolka. So last time there was only one person on watch. It was Valdin, and he dropped the ball. He got a face full of, like, sand, and he was blind and incapacitated. And then everybody else failed to wake up. And it's all Valdin's fault that they let one of the bad guys, you know, one of those evil thing, not like me, I'm totally fine, but like one of
you are evil too.
Oh, well, one of the other ones came in and, so Marge, right? And he points very obviously at Marge.
And you all hear
Bolka,
him say,
Bolka looks and nods.
So, like, there were two of them, right?
Two Marges?
Yeah, well, one was like, had a penis.
Oh, her husband who...
Yes, yeah.
He died days ago.
That night that Valdin got a face full of color spray from one of those fucking
evil
worse sprites than me. Her husband died that night. And ever since then, they don't like to have people be alone.
It's fair. So I will be alone on my watch with the evil fae.
No, I think that is like I am saying. Vrix does not count as full person, half person for Vatch.
Well, here's what I do not know. Is there anyone, Vrix, that could possibly show up that, like, would be more powerful than us that you would be friends with? Like, if a white witch shows up, would you just, like, side with them and be like, oh, hey,
no,
good to see you?
Why would I do that?
Because you are self-interested.
But you guys are my friends now.
Yes, but to evil people that matters little.
Oh.
Vrix, good job, Bulka. I think perhaps maybe Vrix and Bulka should not keep watch together. I feel as though they are bad influences upon each other.
Vrix,
you are our friend. Yes. In fact, you're a family to Hatch.
Can I be on watch with, and he looks around at everyone. Nope. No. No. And he reaches up and he touches your... Nope.
It was an accident. I just wanted to blind you. God.
I know I'm evil and have all my self-interest. So, in the interest of, myself, can I be on watch with, either, Valdine or Bulka?
Yes. And he looks very sheepish about asking.
No, I would like to. I would like to take Vrix on watch with me.
Okay. Do you also want Hatch? Because if you take Hatch for watch, maybe I can hold Hatch a snuggle buddy while he sleeps.
No, I thought we weren't allowed to be on watch together because of a prank.
No, not alone together.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Well, goodness. Then who are you gonna be with, Vasilisa?
I mean, I could be with you or Kappa or Gary or Valdine. Am I in high demand over here?
Well, you know, you've got Valdine and Gary's.
Okay, Valdine and Gary. Yeah. And Bulky and the Fae.
And then Marge and Kappa.
Marge and Kappa.
And then it's you by yourself.
No, but with Hatch. You and Hatch are a cute couple.
He is a nicer domovoy than the ones I grew up with, so...
So Valdine and Gary, Marge and Kappa, Vasilisa and Hatch, Bulky and Vrix.
I go at the end.
That sounds
with
good
Volk.
To me.
Okay, fine.
I think we've decided. Let's get started.
So Valdine, I'm not forgetting anyone, am I?
Valdine and Gary.
Set up for dinner.
Our first watch.
Language barrier, but might be entertaining. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Second watch is Marge and Kappa.
Get the whole twisted backstory lesbian thing.
Yes. Very good. Third watch is Bulka and Vrix.
Yes, I want to kind of spend some time with this evil fae.
Maybe you ask Ghost to join that watch too. Wake you up if anyone eats anybody or something.
You know I can do that.
Okay, yes, okay. Fourth watch is Vasilisa and Hatch.
Which is adorable. That is very sweet.
That's 8 hours, right?
Sure.
Actually, did I tell you how many good berries I made?
Oh, no.
There are 21.
Ooh, that's a lot.
So that should get us through a few days on the road. In fact, those of you who are hurt right now could eat a good berry and feel a little bit better. And also that counts as dinner. So there you go. We actually might run out of food if we don't supplement because it's a 9-day trip. So,
yeah.
So are we sleeping? What are we doing now?
We're doing watches.
We're moving into watches.
Yeah. Yep.
Watches.
So who's going first? Oh, yeah.
Valdine and Gary. Valdine, do you want to have any conversation with Gary? Are you guys just going back and forth, teaching each other words?
We're just teaching basic words and trying to understand each other for a little while. And then also, just there's natural pauses and just listening and looking around. We're probably checking to see, like, oh, I'll do perimeter
walk.
Give
me your 2-hour perception check.
You got it. 25 for Valdine.
25 for Valdine, and Gary gets 13. You guys don't see anything on your watch. Passes by uneventful. Towards the end, Gary goes and wakes up Kappa and Marge, and you guys head off to your respective tents and take off your cold weather gear and cozy in.
With each other? Respective tents.
Yeah.
At my own tent.
Kappa and Marge, how's your guys' watch go?
I don't know that Marge would be particularly conversational unless Kappa wants to ask questions.
Kappa's just working on some needlepoint.
Okay.
I want to know what Kappa is needlepointing.
Not great. 14 for Marge.
and pretty low for Kappa. Ugh. But nothing happens on your guys' watch. It all goes by pretty easily.
Okay.
At the end of your 2 hours, you guys go and you...
I will wake up Ghost. Okay, Ghost, now, you know, stay with Polka. See Polka there? Or just let me know if anything goes on. And then I can roll for Ghost and...
Mr. Polka. Mr. Polka.
Oh, you're waking me up.
Hello. Oh, it is time for your watch.
It's time for watch number 3. Okay.
Yes, you got this, Mr. Polka.
How's my hair? I've been sleeping for like 4 hours.
You will... it will be... No one's going to look at you. Okay. You're with Ricks and Ghosts, and they will not care about your hair.
You are very kind. So on my watch with Ricks,
yeah,
I'm looking for signs of potential redemption. Like, I'm going to hang out with him and see, like, I know he's evil, but I'm going to see if, like, he's in the last couple days. Is he starting to change at all?
So that's interesting that you ask that, because Ricks was actually looking to try and talk to you or Valdi on their watch, and Vrix will actually like bring it up with you. And he's like, hey, so you're like good, right? Like you're what these people would consider to be like a good guy, right?
And Boca winks at him and like makes the halo appear over his head.
Oh shit, so you're like super good. Oh, perfect. So like they keep calling me, you know, evil, and I don't really like that. Like, I get it, like, in my own interest, and yeah, I'm gonna protect me, but, like, is it evil that, like, I would kill somebody to, like, protect them?
Oh, no, that is different.
Because, like, I don't know, maybe if, like, someone threatened them, I'd, like...
That is not...
Kick their ass or something.
Yeah, no, kicking ass and killing is not necessarily the evil part. It is not having the ability to care about others. Oh. So if you do care about someone else, then that is the opposite.
Hatch is, like, a good guy, and he's always been kind of a narc, but, like... I see the way they treat him, and I'm kind of jealous about it. And I think it's because Hatch is, like, kind and nice, and I think I want to be... more like that. I'll mess someone up if they, like, make fun of you or any of these long, lanky fuckers. But, like, yeah, I don't want them to get hurt.
Well, it's all about motive and intention. So if it's because you actually care about these other living things, then that is not an evil place to be coming from.
Huh.
Perhaps you are not hopeless?
This whole thing is pretty hopeless. I mean, you guys are going up against the fucking queen.
Ah, yes, no, but I mean, like, your soul,
I'm
your soul.
I'm happy with, like, dying for that, I guess.
They don't have souls.
Oh, that's right, they don't have souls. I guess I meant soul as kind of a metaphor anyway, like how you're acting as an entity, as a being on Galarian.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't like it when bad things happen to these people, and, like...
That sounds like compassion.
I would be sad if, like, the little rat children died.
That does not sound evil.
What if I also want to, like, tie Vasilisa's shoelaces together because she cut off one of my ears?
That sounds like almost a not even proportionate response. It sounds like less than proportionate response.
Oh, so you're saying I should cut off one of her ears and that would be okay?
Well, but see, the problem is her ear is much bigger, so that you get into another inequality
What
situation.
About, like, her earlobe?
Yes, I think is more fair.
Okay. You have a knife I could borrow?
I have... Wait, no, we should not do this. We should not do this.
No, well, no, because it's good, right?
I have a dagger, but,
Borrow your dagger, I'll cut off her earlobe, and that's a good trade.
I'm having trouble arguing with the logic of this.
Vasilisa is going to kill either Bulka or Vrix. It could go either way right now.
I think perhaps, though, Vasilisa might not share your sense of equity. And I might not think this is such a fair deal. She probably will just kill you. Now, it's good to know that you're feeling compassion, but I think right now half the party probably thinks we'd be better off without you.
Oh.
So I would still be careful. Tread lightly, as they say. Maybe wait on the ear slicing.
Well then, but if they all don't like me...
No, some of them do.
Yeah, but like half of them, right? I mean,
Well, I think that like the jury is out. You know what I mean? Like, no, we have not made a solid decision on if you are going to betray us and cause us great problems in the future, or if you are actually going to be helpful. You seem to be being helpful, but this is a very guarded group.
So if I'm more helpful, they will know that I don't want to betray them? And that I would betray other people I've known for them?
I suppose they did ask you to be a betrayer.
Like, if I had to, like, kill one of the other sprites that I, like, shared a closet with, they would like to know that?
It's not so much who you kill.
They would want me to stay around if I would kill for them?
It's only about your motivations and intentions. You're not just a machine.
My motivations and intentions are that I want to be part of this group.
Oh, that is very sweet.
And I'm willing to murder to get that.
Unfortunately, we do end up having to murder. When I first met you, I detected on you just straight evil. I'm glad that it seems like that maybe is not as strong as it was those many hours ago.
I mean, I see the way that they treat Hatch, and he seems happy. I don't know if I've ever been happy. Like, he seems that he's enjoying himself, and people are nice to him, and he smiles. And the only time I've ever smiled is when my enemies get their comeuppance.
Oh, no.
I'd like to feel smiley for other reasons.
We're from Irisin. Like, this world is very harsh. You know how hard the world can be. And support system sometimes is the only barrier of protection against such a harsh world.
What's that?
People that will care about you and look out for you. Sometimes you cannot do everything for yourself.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Huh.
The redemption of Fricks.
It all starts with love.
All you need is love.
You guys pick the most litigious estates to steal from.
I know. Can't do the Beatles.
Cut it. Cut the mic. Cut the mic.
All you need is affection. Bum, 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 bum. All you need is understanding. Ba-da-da-da-ba-da.
Great Polka's
okay.
Bosom.
Okay.
All you need is like, smiles. Like. Like is all you need.
Do you want me to roll a perception?
Please? Yeah, we should roll perceptions.
13.
Goal 12. Oh, yeah. Ghost only got a 12,
this
though.
This is right here.
Vrix got a 15. Vrix is busy contemplating, and he's staring into the middle distance, thinking about his life.
I feel like that was a good step, though, for him.
And towards the end of your guys' 2 hours, you see Vrix go into his little hut. For a couple minutes, and he comes out and he goes over and he shakes Vasilisa a little bit.
Hey,
how hard is it to
grabs her earlobe?
Imagine earlobe. So it's like our little puppy son Nova, pawing you a little bit.
Okay, Vasilisa's been on edge, so I think she wakes up.
What? What's happening?
It's...
Are we under attack?
No, it's your turn for watch.
Oh.
I made you this cup of tea.
I like tea. I like tea better than coffee, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is this...
I hope you have a good watch. I will see you in a couple hours... because I respect your personal space and understand that you do not enjoy my company.
And he flies off into his little house, and you see the lights turn off in all the separate little rooms one by one.
Vasilisa would like to do a check to see if Bulka charmed Vrix while they were keeping watch.
Yeah, give me a sense motive.
I think halfway through that he paused and like checked
his index card. Yeah, checked his hand.
I love your big D20.
Isn't it great? It's great. 18 plus 6 is...
He seems oddly genuine about it.
Okay.
She'd probably make you pretty uneasy.
That was... And she sniffs
her tea. He doesn't seem charmed or anything either.
I think maybe this isn't even poisoned. What is...
It isn't even poisoned.
Bulka, did he spit in my tea? Do you know what is going on?
Oh, no. This is why I wanted to be on watch with him. He is going... I think he might try to be good soon.
Vale.
Less evil. Hmm. He's trying to be less evil.
Okay. Well, in that case, I should give him a housewarming present. And Vasilita takes out one of her not magical berries, which is probably big enough that it's like half of Frick's, and she puts it gently on his doorstep. There, housewarming present. He can do whatever he wants with that. He tried baking the other day. Maybe he made some berry tart. I don't know.
That is very sweet of you.
Vrix woke me up. Are we waking up Hatch?
You look over and Hatch was being used as your pillow.
Yeah, I thought you
were. Oh, Hatch! With you. Oh, Hatch! It is our turn to keep watch. Bulka, okay. You can use my tent.
Oh,
it's
thank
nice
you.
And warm from me and Hatch kept it quite warm, toasty.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Good night, Mr. Bulka.
Have
a good watch.
I'm going thank to you. Draw my Haro card for the day if it counts as the new day.
Don't yeah. do it.
May the gods not color spray
you. The winged serpent. It's a lawful good card nice. Of the suit of stars. And it's a pretty winged serpent. Mm-hmm. It's got rainbow wings. So I could add a bonus on my wisdom check today for my heart.
Perceptions?
Perceptions.
How did your watch go?
Hatch got really good.
Speaking of, let's see, before I get my result, but after I roll, if I want to add.
Hatch got a 24.
I'm counting on Hatch. I got a 10.
Cool.
So, cold and dark.
Hatch does a great job. Keep him watch. The rest of the night passes into the morning. And at the end of your watch, the sun starts to come up. Everyone is kind of awoken after having a very good night's of sleep, not really interrupted by anything. And you all see the warm morning light start to break over the camp. Day one. Officially done out of 9.
Ooh, wow. Let's go.
Okay, so you guys have 8 more days ahead of you.
Yes.
And we're going to figure out what those 8 days are going to hold in the future episodes of the podcast.
Press start.
That is my goal.
Hey, you know, maybe this night is the most sleep you guys are ever going to get for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Cherish it. Don't look at, oh no, what's coming up. Look at, wow, what a great night we all had.
The killer witch, though.
All right.
Well, maybe next time, Bulka.
No, well, Bulka doesn't want to kill a witch.
Oh, okay.
Zach wants to kill a witch.
Maybe next time, Zach.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Dimension Door podcast. As always, a hearty thank you to our executive producers, Callie Rose and David Lester. Our amazing editor, Zach Kreitler, is also our resident composer. Our bumper tracks are from MDK Music, and we use some spell effects from Sirenscape. If you're not listening to it already, and you should be, check out Severed Fate, our horror-themed campaign run by Amanda. The lovely Elizabeth has been working diligently on transcribing our episodes. Transcripts for this episode will be live soon on our website. And don't forget, there are plenty of ways to support us. Simple purchases of our dope merch, supporting us on Patreon for bonus content, using our affiliates, Metallic Dice Games and Alchemist's Fire Barbecue with promo code Dimension Door, and the simplest of all, leaving a review on Podchaser. For more details on all of this and more, check out our show notes.